It's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprises, JVN Telephone Company, by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Bruna Implement Company, Blue Valley Technologies, by Honeyman Ford, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Commercial Tire Solutions, by Giant Communications, MCON, by the Denison State Bank, BNP Propane, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, by Lukert Chiropractic, and by The Elevator in Valley Falls.
Here we go, Bob. Let's go, buddy. Go.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night.
It's Friday night, which means that there's only one thing we're doing, and it's the final time for 2024.
Yeah.
Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is underway here on a Friday night as we've got people just piling in right now, just on Facebook Live feed, loving your hoodie right now, Boz. We don't need it.
Let's go.
No, we don't need that. Hiawatha Channel giving shout-outs to the Jayhawks.
That's right.
We'll talk about them at some point, I'm sure. But we're glad you're with us. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Say hi to everybody.
Hey.
We got Kurt. We got Ray. We got Joseph down at CARE. We had MJ as well. Whole crew here tonight. Final Friday of 2024. Boz, we have been doing this every Friday, every week, right? Every Friday?
Every Friday.
As I said it, I was thinking maybe there was a week off, but I think we've done every Friday since August 30th.
True story.
We need a little bit of a break.
A little break will be nice.
And so we will take a couple weeks off. And so tonight will be the final show until January the 10th. Woo!
That's a little ways away.
I think people might be missing us by that point. Man, maybe not.
I don't know.
I'll miss doing it. But hey, it's that time of the year where we get a break. The kids get a break. School is out for Christmas break. And as a result, we'll take a break as well. But we've got some great basketball games tonight. And we've got some scores for you. It's impressive the work that people have done here for the MSC Radio Network tonight. We have every single girls game in, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Give them to us, buddy.
Here we go. Girls scores from tonight. Blue Valley, they get the win over Rural Vista 53-20. Troy defeats Donovan West 57-35. Axtell all over Flint Hills tonight 62-13. Clifton Clyde, they get the win against Rock Creek 67-51. St. Mary's, we got to talk about this, Jake. St. Mary's 81.
Ooh!
We kind of had a burger limit.
Yeah.
At 80.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say it. St. Mary's 80 burger on Maranatha tonight. 81-18.
Ooh, they flipped the score on them.
Absolutely.
81-18.
Big night for St. Mary's.
Keep that burger conversation for a quick sec, because in a little bit we're going to talk more details about it.
All right. Frankfort, they defeat Onega tonight, 51-35. Centralia, they defeat Valley Heights, 56-45. Hanover gets the win against Washington County, 64-26. Silver Lake, they defeat Hiawatha, 60-27. Riley County, they get the win against Perry LeCompton, 49-14. Holton, this is a big win for the Holton Lady Cats.
Huge.
71-61 over Rossville tonight. Rossville and Silver Lake were neck and neck here earlier in the week.
And Rossville's got a couple girls that are just ballers.
Top 20 in the state in
all classes.
Points per game, too, from Rossville. But Holton gets it done tonight, 71-61 over Rossville. Royal Valley gets the win against Sabetha, 47-34. Nemaha Central, they defeat Jeff West, 47-18. Horton, your dark horse, Spalding.
Come on now.
Horton gets the win 51-30.
The Chargers.
The Chargers get the win over Oskaloosa.
The Fighting Jerry Sorensen's. Let's go.
All right. Jackson Heights, they defeat McLouth for their first win of the season.
Yep.
44-34. ACCHS.
Atta
they
baby.
Get the victory against Valley Falls 60-42. And Sumner Academy, they defeat Atchison 63-57.
Okay.
Those
right.
are
but
the
those
girls.
Are the girls' scores.
All the girls'
Every
scores.
Every single one of them. Don't have anything else we need on the girls' side.
We are done with the girls' side as far as needing scores. Don't need any there. On the boys' side of things tonight.
Get it.
Let's see. Blue Valley, they get the win against Rural Vista, 61-49. Close game, the one that we were at tonight.
Wow.
Troy gets the win over Donovan West, 48-43.
Homie, you just did a spoiler alert.
Was I not supposed to say that early?
I mean, not yet. We're
Why
just
not?
Giving
what,
scores
what,
right now.
What are we waiting for?
Golly. We need to, okay, I need to get that sounder. You know, honk, honk, okay. Spoiler alert. Go ahead. Keep going.
I stole your thunder or something? You were going to, like, make some massive
yeah,
announcement?
Yeah, it was going to be this big production. Dude.
You posted it on Facebook. Everybody knows.
Not everybody's on social media.
Well, we were there.
Okay.
48-43, Troy defeats Donovan West. Frankfort gets the win over Onega, 63-35. Centralia defeated Valley Heights, 67-38. Talking about burgers tonight, Hanover.
Burger.
Dropped an 80 burger.
Ooh,
80, 81.
Two 80 burgers tonight.
We didn't have any up to this point.
Right. So we'll talk more.
Yeah, we will. Hanover, 81. Washington County, 33.
Dang.
Silver Lake victorious tonight against Hiawatha, 70-57. Rossville gets 10-point win against Holton tonight, 58-48. Sabetha defeats Royal Valley, 53-34. Horton, close game. 5-point win tonight for Horton over Oskaloosa, 48-43. Valley Falls gets a win.
The Dragons.
Kind of talking about burgers. I don't know. We're
yeah.
going to have this discussion.
We'll have the discussion.
77-27 over ACCHS.
And I've got a good source, Boz, that tells me that could have been a lot higher.
Okay.
But the starters did not play the fourth quarter.
Okay. Makes sense. Lee, last score we got. Atchison, 66. Sumner Academy, 40.
All right. So what scores do we need on the guys' side, Boz?
We need Axtell, Flint Hills. We need that one. Rock Creek at Clifton Clyde. Maranatha at St. Mary's. Riley County at Perry LeCompton. And McLouth at Jackson Heights.
Okay, those are the scores that we need. If you've got them, give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline. You got some?
One more, I forgot. Nemaha Central at Jeff West.
Oh, we need that.
Need that score.
Fish O.
Yeah.
Giant Communications Hotline is open for you right now. That's 785-362-9331 for all the Giant Communication deals they've got going on right now, which is gift of a gig. Just call 785-362-9331 to get your gift of a gig. Just $50 a month gets you that gift of a gig. But you call our phone number of 785-547-3461. Again, 785-547-3461 is our phone number. Talk to Ray. Talk to Kurt. We need scores. We need Luker Chiropractic and Wellness game ball nominees for the night. It's the last one of the year, folks. Come on now.
Call them up.
Give the love to the kids for tonight because Boz has got a sheet that is empty right now.
It is. I need
it's
some names.
Empty. He would like to get two pages full.
Let's go.
Of nominees. So 785-547-3461 is the phone number. You can put it in the chat on Facebook Live as well. Just go to Kansaland Radio, KNZA-KMZA. You can live stream with us. See that sweatshirt everybody's talking about for Boz.
Yeah, buddy. Come on.
You're going to talk to people. You got to talk into Mike, bub.
Well, I got to turn a little bit so I can see the screen. You're looking at it all the time.
Yeah, that's because that's how I position the mic.
Yeah. But,
you know, position yourself. Okay. Come on now. Okay. No rookie mistakes this late in the game. Again, we've got opportunities. We got the final from Heights, Jackson Heights boys, 53-18 over McLouth. Man, we've got Coach John Thomas hopping in here. Appreciate you, Coach Thomas, NC Thunder roll 46-22 tonight as well. Thank you very much, Coach. And then, hey, I mean, we're reading comments right now. Alex Blanton, look at him studio walls. Hey, Alex. Alex did a great job in our studios here with our renovation project this past year. So big shout out to you as well, Alex. But yeah, we still need some scores, so make sure you give us a call. We got to get to our first break. We come back. We're going to go into the game of the week that we were at tonight. Doniphan County rivalry. It was a great one to be at in Highland tonight. And then burgers. Yeah, I know. People are talking about the burgers. We just had a conversation about the burgers.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that coming up here in just a little bit. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz on a Friday. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show rolls on next.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us. But before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Call in today and sign up so you're ready to go when next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's my favorite segment every single week on this show, Bozzy. Is your team doing the rocking? Or was your team getting rocked? Back in here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey, everybody.
And man, we got good vibes, man. Maybe it's because we're on before 10 o'clock.
I know. People are listening before 10.
And the engagement is great, and the games were even better. I mean, we've got double doubles tonight that we're going to be talking about when we talk about some burgers that we're handing out here this evening. But once again, you're hanging out with Jacob Oz on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We're glad you're hanging out with us. The final show of 2024 and a great start to the basketball season. We'll give you updates of where teams are at. Again, I'll break down some of the sub-state because the teams in each sub-state has been released already. And we can kind of see maybe how things are shaping up. But, buddy, we're five games in.
Yeah, we're early. Way early.
Way early. Christmas break, I had plenty of conversation with coaches this week. And the consensus across the board was, man, listen, these early games are good. But it's similar to what you told me 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's just to get your feet underneath you. The season doesn't really start until after break.
Yeah, I mean, you can find out just a little litmus test where you're at. The first five games, what you need to work on, things that you're doing well that you can try to perfect a little bit more. It's a good test to see where your team's at moving into the first, you know, the start of the year, or I guess the second half. I would call it the second half. It's more like the second 80%. But.
Right. But the big thing is again, your wins, you know, sure, they're great at this point in time. But they don't make your season. And the losses, contrary to that,
no,
they don't break your season either.
Well,
how about – go ahead.
We saw that tonight.
Exactly.
Game we were at.
We'll talk about that here in just a second. But, Boz, we need the scores for the people. Let's start on the guys' side this time. I'm going to flip it up.
On the boys' side, Blue Valley defeats Rural Vista 61-49. Troy gets a close win tonight, 48-43 over Donovan West. Axtell, this score just came in.
Hey!
I'm assuming it's accurate. Axtell, 83.
What?
Flint Hills, 9.
Are we talking basketball still?
It sounds kind of like an Axtell football score.
Holy
but
cow!
We're going with it. Axtell, 83, Flint Hills, 9.
83-9?
80 burger.
80 burger. That's a double-double.
There you go. Clifton Clyde gets the win over Rock Creek 67-51. Frankfort defeats Onega 63-35. Centralia gets the win over Valley Heights 67-38. Hanover defeats Washington County 81-33. Silver Lake victorious tonight against Hiawatha 70-57. Rossville gets 10-point win tonight over Holton 58-48. Sabetha defeats Royal Valley 53-34. Nemaha Central gets the win over Jeff West 46-22. Horton, they got a close win tonight over Oskaloosa 48-43. Jackson Heights defeats McClough 53-18. Valley Falls gets a big win tonight over ACCHS 77-27.
Okay.
And Atchison, they defeated
the
Sumner,
Phoenix
defeated Sumner Academy 66-40.
Okay, that's on the guys' side, right?
On the guys' side.
Okay.
And while we're there, we still need St. Mary's, Maranatha, Perry LeCompton, Riley County. We only need two scores on the guys'
Man,
side.
We are rolling right now. Hey, tell me, what was that double-double we had a minute ago? You talked about the big 80-something to 9 game?
83-9.
And who was that?
That was Axtell. Was that the screech?
I still got it, man.
All right,
go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. All right, that's the boys' side of things. On the girls' side, Blue Valley gets the win against Rural Vista 53-20. Troy defeated a huge, huge matchup tonight. We're going to talk about that again. But Troy, they get the win tonight over Donovan West 57-35. Axtell, similar to the boys' score, honestly. Axtell girls 62, Flint Hills 13.
Well,
just kind of taking it to them. Where's
there it? Is.
There, it
is. There it
is. Give the girls some love with the screech there. Clifton Clyde, they defeat Rock Creek tonight, 67-51. St. Mary's, girls score here. St. Mary's, 81. Maranatha, 18.
Double-double again.
Yeah, unbelievable tonight, some of the scores. Frankfort gets the win over Onega, 51-35.
Uh-huh.
Centralia, they defeat Valley Heights, 56-45. Hanover gets the win over Washington County, 64-26. Silver Lake, they defeated Hiawatha, 60-27. Riley County gets the win against Perry LeCompton 49-14. Holton 71, Rossville 61. 10
wow.
point win for the Lady Cats. Big time win for them tonight.
You want to do a Wildcat growl?
No.
I don't have anything for that.
I'm out on that right now.
All right.
Let's see. Royal Valley, they defeated Sabetha 47-34. Nemaha Central gets a win tonight over previously 3-1 Jeff West.
Ayo.
Nemaha Central 47, Jeff West 18. Horton, big win tonight for them over Oskaloosa, 51-30.
The Fighting Gary Sorensen.
Fighting OGs.
Come on with it.
Jackson Heights, they got a big win. Their first of the season over McLeod, 44-34.
True.
ACCHS defeated Valley Falls, 60-42. And Sumner Academy gets the win over Atchison, 63-57.
All right, dude. So what scores we still need on the guys' side? Just two, right?
We just need two scores.
Because we got all the girls. We just need some guys' scores.
Boys, we need St. Mary's. We need that score.
The Bears.
Maranatha was at St. Mary's tonight. We need that one. And then we just got the score in Perry LeCompton. They defeated Riley County 52-42.
Wow. Big win there for the cause.
Good win.
In Big East League action. All right. We got one score that we need, and that's it. If you've got it, we need it. 785-547-3461 is the phone number. 785-547-3461. Giant Communications Hotline open for you. And they're also gifting you a gig here. It's Christmas time, dude. It's time to give gifts. $50 gets you 1 gigabit of symmetrical internet speed from Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net. Or just call them at 785-362-9331 and ask for the gift of a gig today and get that for you as you head into the new year. All right, we've got our game of the week. It was a battle in Doniphan County, my friend, and we saw this on the schedule in preseason. We saw this on the schedule last week, and it was a no-brainer where Boz and I were traveling to tonight. Shout out to Kirkwood and Co. once again for coming through for Jake and Boz here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, because once again, they hooked us up with an amazing $50 gift card to give away at the game tonight. And, you know, whether it was, you know, the love or the hate that we were getting when we walked in, because it's the first person that comes up to us, people.
Yeah.
Okay? We don't play favorites. I got accused tonight of not playing a favorite, okay? And I didn't, and I don't. You know, first person that walks up and says, hey, Jake and Boz, this is your game of the week?
That's theirs.
Here's your gift card. So congratulations to
it?
Mrs. Jasper from Troy, because, you know, Coach Derek Jasper's wife, you know, he saw us when we went to Troy Riverside football game in Troy. And he saw us on the sideline and said, Jacob Boss, you're here. I need to get my wife. I told her to look out for you. And they missed it. She was ready tonight.
Oh, yeah.
She was ready. And we walked into the gym, and there she was.
She's on it.
She's like, hey, it's game of the week. Yes, it is. Here's your $50 gift card. So make sure you find us at a game of the week, and we'll give you a fun prize throughout the basketball season. And it was a great matchup, man. Couple undefeated teams, you know, no longer league foes, but Doniphan County rivalry, which means you're only guaranteed one game a year now instead of two. A couple of teams that rich tradition history between the two of them. And we've been talking about Troy girls, Doniphan West girls, your dark horse pick.
Yeah.
And, man, do the Troy Trojan girls look really good.
They did.
Really good. And again, I just want to, from my portion of what I took into the girls contest was, you know, it's been the Harper Wettstein show all year long.
Sure.
Kids averaging 31 points a game, shoots it from anywhere, can make it from anywhere. But tonight, D West did a really good job against her.
Yeah.
And Courtney Johnson, young guard for D West, face guard. I mean, she was up in her grill the entire game and played really good defense. But the difference in that girls' contest was the role players for Troy. I'm talking about a Gracie Grable. Talk about a Allie Franken, Emerson Weber. Those kids stepped up in a big way tonight. And Troy, they were up 30-9 at halftime. And it really was the second quarter that separated these two teams.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter what kind of punches D. West was trying to throw back. Troy had built their cushion, and they just maintained throughout. They have a great press. They have basically what I would consider five guards on the floor at all times.
Yeah.
No massive size
no.
for the Trojan girls. But everybody can handle the ball. And tonight you saw a a balanced offensive attack from this Trojan team. And it didn't matter who was getting the basketball, who had the open shot. The ball was going through the hoop tonight for the Trojan girls. They looked really good tonight.
Yeah, so here's I'm going to kind of break this down a little bit. And as you mentioned, D West is my dark horse team. And I'm going to talk about them here in a second because I think that's still a really good basketball team. But tonight, Troy was just – they were just better. They were too much. And
yeah.
You touched on it, Jake, that Harper Wettstein is a phenomenal player. She can score from anywhere, shoot the ball from anywhere. But I was really impressed tonight. She wasn't scoring a ton early. And sometimes when scorers don't score,
yeah,
the rest of their game falls apart because they're so focused on scoring. If it's not happening, they're not having a good shooting night, they can fall apart. And she didn't do it. What I was most impressed with was her ability to make the players around her better.
Yeah.
She distributed the ball. D West was pressing her. She broke through the press several times with the dribble and then found open guards, her teammates, that then stepped up and knocked down shots. You mentioned Gracie Grable, Allie Franken, Allison Grable, Emerson Weber. Every single one of those girls can shoot. And when your best player is not having a fantastic night offensively,
yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like she wasn't taking shots. She just wasn't hitting like she usually does. But they stepped up, and all of them contributed. It was a great team win tonight for Troy. And this is a team that we're going to be following them a long ways because they
for sure
they have everything they need. The one thing they don't have is a true dominant post. They don't have size inside, which
but do you
knows?
Need that, Buzz? And that's something I do want to dive into. Not right now. We'll come back to it. But just the ideology when you have guards like what Troy's got. You've got the ball handlers to break pressure. You've got the ability to run, you know, whether it was ISO sets or a four-out set. Even if you don't have the size down low, the ability for these girls, I was really impressed with their cutting ability and the screening by this Troy Trojan team. Again, I'm taking nothing away from Donovan West because they are a great team.
Yeah.
They will be just fine. This is one, you know, one loss on the season. They got a long year ahead of them, and they're a really, really good team.
Yeah.
But – it just proved to me how much more impressed I am with this Troy Trojan team underneath Coach Derek Jasper.
Yeah, we can come back to that a little bit because I think what you're talking about, we can really dive into that because your answer your question really quick. No, you don't have to have big size. You don't have a dominant post, especially with what Troy does. It all boils down to pace of play.
Sure.
If you're a smaller team and you're running five out sets, pace of play, dictating pace throughout the game, and then execution on the offensive end, and they're really good at both those things. So we can get on that later. But I'm going to go back to my team, my dark horse team, Donovan West. And here's the thing. You just said it. This team's going to be just fine.
They'll be all right.
They've got all the pieces. That's why I really looked at them early in this season. It was just one of those nights where just couldn't get anything going. Didn't shoot the ball incredibly well. Troy runs a 1-3-1 zone, and Donovan West didn't attack it as much as they would have liked. They were a little bit stagnant offensively and didn't knock down shots. If you can knock down shots against the zone, everything becomes a little bit easier.
Sure.
Stretches the zone a little bit more. And it just wasn't happening tonight. But this team, Brenna Eady, she kind of had an off night, didn't score a ton tonight for her team. And that's going to happen. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
But they still have Emmy Jo Wettstein, Belle Smith. She had a good game tonight.
She
Andy
did.
Foster, Courtney Johnson, Katie Johnson.
Yeah.
They've got all the pieces. Katie Johnson, 5'10" senior, has the inside presence, and she just didn't get going tonight. She got in some foul trouble, and then you get a little tentative, and it just everything went. And here's the thing: I don't want to take anything away from Troy because what they did defensively
was good.
Was good. They
yes.
they caused a lot of the struggle for D West tonight, but I think Donovan West is going to be just fine. It's so early in the season. We happen to be talking to Coach Perry Smith after the game a little bit, and I've been there. You just know where you're going to be game 5 to game 18, 19, 20 heading into sub-state. And that team's going to be much, much different than they are right now.
And so with these two teams, you know, for Troy, you know, on their side of things, keep it business as usual.
Absolutely.
Right? Continue to – I mean, because this is what's fun for me when I'm looking ahead. 1A Division 1 sub-state. Centralia. Troy is in that sub-state with Centralia. And it's week 5 or week game 5. I get it, people. I know you're telling me to pump the brakes. It's going to come down to those two teams.
That's a really good sub-state. Centralia, Clifton, Clyde, Frankfort.
Yeah.
Troy.
Oh, Onega.
Onega, Blue Valley.
Come on.
Yeah, that is a stacked sub-state, but it's going to be really interesting to watch the progression from all these teams.
Yes.
From right now into late February.
And for Donovan West in a two-aid, man, they're at the Valley Heights sub-state, and you're talking Mar Hill Mount Academy, Valley Heights, P Ridge, D West, Jackson Heights, Horton, McLeod, Oski, Rossville, Valley Falls, JCN.
Woo! That isn't easy.
That's a loaded sub-state in itself. And again, we'll be talking about these two teams come late February, middle of February, with, okay, state tournament aspirations are on the front of mind when we talk about these two teams. So that was our game of the week on the girls' side. On the guys' side, man, D-West boys, they're my dark horse pick of the year. And they were hanging with that Troy Trojan team. They led at the end of every quarter until the fourth.
Just couldn't close the deal.
And I'm going to talk on both sides of this coin like we always do.
Yeah.
Troy struggled early from getting baskets to drop. They got in foul trouble as well with Jack Hartman and Logan Blevins being in some foul trouble. And Donovan West did a great job. Coach Shelton did a great job of exploiting that. They were hitting some outside shots. If you're going to, because this, again, if D-West beats Troy on the guy's side, that's an upset, right?
Yeah.
You can call it an upset. And if you're going to pull off an upset, you need some outside shots. And you need to keep the turnovers down. And through three quarters, D-West was doing that.
Yeah.
And Troy, man, they stayed the course the entire time. And the fourth quarter, turnovers started happening for D-West. Troy did a great job of settling into their offense. At one point, it was like 37-30. D-West was leading in the latter part of the third quarter there. And then Troy goes on a 6-0 run to end the quarter. Donovan West was stuck at 37 points for a long time. You made that comment to me.
Yeah.
And when you see the final score of 48-43, you look at that, that was an 18-6 run to close out the game for Troy.
Yeah.
And that's what good teams do. And again, I'm not taking anything away from D-West saying they're not a good team, because I think they are. I believe in that team to be a much improved team from a season ago. They've got some dudes that can stand out.
Yeah.
Talking about a Mike Albers, talking about a Windemeyer kid. As well, and a Veach. Veach came off the bench and was lighting it up for him, helping the Mustangs out. But Troy, they just have a lot of dudes. They got some size, too, down low.
Yeah.
That I'd love to see. Again, it's game five. What does that look like in game 15 with this crew from Troy?
Yeah. I here's the thing that I think really decided this game, because Donovan West did exactly what they needed to. They executed offense. They took good shots. They made shots. They kept Troy on their heels a little bit. And really, for me, what kind of flipped the game, Troy went to a 2-3 zone. Donovan West got a little stagnant on the offensive side of things. They started pressing a little bit more offensively than maybe they're used to. They were trying to penetrate gaps, which is a great thing in a zone, drive, kick. The problem was they were a little bit out of control, pressing a little too hard. They had a stretch where they had a bunch of turnovers, didn't get any shots. Troy went down on the other side, capitalized, knocked down a three, cast and Jasper, knocked down a three to take the lead for the first time in the ball game.
Big shot.
And then really from there, D-West just was out of sorts. They just couldn't get a rhythm against that zone defense. And credit to Troy, though. I mean, it was a tough road for them the entire game. They switched into a different defense and just got Donovan West out of rhythm offensively, and that was enough for him to get the win.
When we were watching that game, you said, man, that zone has just affected this D-West offense, and it was the quickness of that Troy team.
Well, and here's what we talk about early in the season. I will promise you that you get later on in this season, we're talking, even start of February, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Coach Derek Shelton is going to have D-West a little more familiar on how to break down a zone defense.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, we're in game five. You've only been playing for a month.
Games?
A couple weeks of games, a couple weeks of practices since November or mid-November.
Right.
I mean, we're about a month in. You don't have time to really get efficient at breaking down a zone defense. And when you kind of watch Troy and how they rotate that, there's some gaps. and they're going to watch some film. They're going to see that. They're going to say, okay, this is what we need to work on and some different options. They will attack a zone much differently in a month and a half from now than they did tonight.
All right, that's, again, the game of the week for us. That was up in Doniphan County. It was a Doniphan County rivalry in Highland. Troy gets the sweep between Troy and Doniphan West tonight at D West. So a big time, a couple road wins for the Trojans here tonight. We got to step aside and get into another break, but we do have the final boys score in. St. Mary's defeats Immaculata? No.
Maranatha.
Sorry. 77-48 final score on the boys' side. Thank you, Joe Vazoski, for getting that into us on the Facebook feed. And it also gave us a little bit of nugget. You know, we looked at Heim from St. Mary's.
Hayden Heim
is one of the top 10 scorers in the state, all classes as well.
Ooh.
Had 42 tonight.
Come on.
For the Bears in their win. She had half their team's points in that double-double 80 burger tonight for St. Mary's. All right, we got to get another break in here real quick. We come back. We've got recaps for you coming up. We are also going to give you a little bit of insight on where the burger situation is here right now. We got an update for that. More scores and more conversation about Friday night's action coming up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz on a Friday.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's a season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GM Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GM Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Boz, what are they playing? Playing basketball. To the beach, y'all. What does that mean? We're playing basketball on the beach?
I don't know. Little street ball.
Little street ball?
Yeah.
You gotta love a little bow wow, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right, we're back here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz having a great time here on December the 20th, final show of 2024. Boz, it's a cool 14 degrees outside,
it
man.
It is chilly out.
I'll tell you what, we parked the truck at Donovan West High School. We came out, and we were iced over.
Yeah.
I mean, there was already frost.
At 8 o'clock?
At 8 o'clock on a Friday, dude.
It's cold.
A little bit chilly outside. But I'm here for it, man. I love cold weather, and it really hasn't felt like Christmas time yet. We haven't had much snow yet.
No.
Come on now. You good for some snow?
I heard like a month ago, social media weather forecast something. We were like gonna supposed to have a white Christmas, is what it said. And you can believe everything on social media.
Sure can.
So I was thinking, man, we might get some snow and nothing. I'm all about a snow. I grew up in Colorado.
I know. I just
snow.
It's Steamboat Springs though. What, isn't that on the west side of Colorado?
Western Slope, yeah.
Yeah, not as much snow then.
No. What are you talking about?
I'm asking. I don't know. I didn't grow up there.
Tons of snow.
All right.
Yeah, then you 10, moved, 12 feet a year.
Then you moved to the big metropolis of Onega area. You hung out there for a while. Then went out to Garden.
No, what are you even talking about?
You lived in Onega for a little bit. Like, no, I came back and visited family and spent summers with them.
Okay, that's not living, though.
You lived for a summer there.
I got some family there. Yeah. I visited.
So
I hung
out. You
lived
for a summer. If you're at a place for 2 months.
I never did that. I didn't reside somewhere for 2 months.
You're telling me, when you're telling me all these stories about hanging out with grandma and grandpa and everything back in Onega, it was
two weeks at a time or something.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But, hey, it's okay.
Dang.
But, yeah, I did.
All right, I was trying to give some love to Onega there, and you just ripped it away from me.
No, I still got a lot of family there.
Shout
all
out.
Good. Went and watched them play Tuesday.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
You did.
It was a good night.
You got to go support family.
That's right.
I mean, you know.
Cousin Craig coaching the girls.
We don't openly show favoritism when we go to places.
No.
On Fridays, specifically.
Yeah.
You know, but we've got our people that we root for.
Yeah.
You know, well, internally.
When it's family, you kind
of
you
have to.
Kind of got to cheer for them a little bit.
That's right.
And they were playing Jackson Heights. Onega girls got a big win.
Big win.
Big win against Jackson Heights Tuesday night.
Jackson Heights bounces back tonight, gets their first win of the year.
Yeah.
Speaking of some scores, Boz, we got to give people the scores.
Let's go. On the girls' side of things, Blue Valley, they defeat Rural Vista 53-20. Troy gets the win over Donovan West 57-35. Axtell all over Flint Hills tonight, 62-13. Clifton Clyde defeats Rock Creek, 67-51. St. Mary's, talking about being all over somebody, St. Mary's defeated Maranatha, 81-18.
That's a double-double, dude.
That is
burger.
Massive. Frankfort gets the win over Onega, 51-35. Centralia defeats Valley Heights, 56-45.
That's a big win.
That is a big win for Centralia against a really good Valley Heights team. Hanover defeats Washington County 64-26. Silver Lake, they get the win over Hiawatha 60-27. Riley County, they defeat Parilla Compton 49-14. 10-point victory tonight for Holton over Rossville 71-61.
Mm-hmm.
Royal Valley, they get the win over Sabetha 47-34.
Yep.
Nemaha Central defeats Jefferson West 47-18. Horton gets the win over Oskaloosa. Are you waiting?
I'm waiting on you, buddy.
I was waiting for you to say something. That's a good win for Horton.
The fighting Gary Sorsons.
51-30 over Oskaloosa. Jackson Heights gets on the board. You mentioned their first win of the season over McLeod, 44-34. ACCHS gets the win against Valley Falls, 60-42.
The Tigers.
And Sumner Academy, they defeat Atchison, 63-57.
Did you give the Axel score?
I did. I already.
Oh, you did? Give it to me again.
Well, 62. 62-13.
All right. There it is. All right. Keep going now.
Okay. All right. Now we got boys' scores from tonight. Blue Valley with the win over Rural Vista, 61-49. Troy, close game against Donovan West. They get the win 48-43. Axtell, 83-9 over Flint Hills.
83-9 in a high school basketball game.
That's a lot of points.
Wow.
80 burger for Axtell tonight.
Double.
Clifton Clyde, they defeat Rock Creek 67-51. St. Mary's gets the win over Maranatha 77-48. Frankfort, they defeat Onega 63-35. Centralia, they get a big win tonight over Valley Heights 67-38. Hanover, they defeat Washington County 81-33.
Another 80 burger.
80 burger tonight. We got a lot of them. Silver Lake, they get the win over Hiawatha 70-57. Parlor-Compton, they defeat Riley County 52-42. Rossville gets the win over Holton 58-48. Sabetha, they are victorious over Royal Valley 53-34. Nemaha Central, off to a fantastic 5-0 start this season. They get the win over Jefferson West 46-22.
Thunder rolling.
Thunder is rolling. Horton, big win for them to keep their season perfect as well. They moved to 5-0 over with their win over Oskaloosa 48-43.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson Heights gets the win over McLeod 53-18.
Two in a row there.
Yep. Valley Falls victorious over ACCHS.
Big win.
77-27. And Atchison,
the Phoenix,
gets the win over Sumner Academy 66-40.
All right, those are your scores here tonight. By the way, there is one set of basketball games tomorrow, Boz. Riverside at Oskaloosa tomorrow on the court for those two squads. Also got some wrestling. Riley County at the Hillsboro tournament. Silver Lake at Abilene. Pleasant Ridge hosting a double duel. And Mar Hill going to be at that double duel on the guys' side. Girls got Perry LeCompton at Goodland. That's a long trip.
That's a long trip.
Perry LeCompton.
Pretty close to Colorado.
Good Lord. On that. I know we got people listening all the way down to Topeka tonight, Boz. I always participate in a fun alumni poker tournament every year. Unable to make it there tonight, but I got a message that they're listening in, so giving them a shout-out
now. Shout-out to the boys.
Shout-out to the boys and the girls. You know, there's some girls that play. Come
all
on now.
All right.
And usually Courtney's the one that always wins. So all my best to Courtney tonight to take all the money tonight since I can't be there to do so. Great event every single year. All right, Boz, we got to talk about the burger here real quick.
Okay.
Leading up. Excuse me, I told you my voice is already fading, dude. I don't know what's going on. But leading up to this past week, we had some people come up and message us, as we say so long to Kurt Kilman for the weekend. Thanks for all the work, as always. 80 is a lot of points to score in a basketball game. And that's the precedent we set for a burger.
Yeah.
Right? So Boz and I sat down, and in the act of fairness, we decided, all right, we'll make an amendment.
We don't want a bar that's, like, really high and nobody hits it. We've been through 4 weeks and nobody hit it.
Yeah. Well, not 4 weeks, but
four ball games, I should say.
There you go. Nobody had hit it yet. So we scaled it down. And, again, we feel like we got to let the folks know. It's not retroactive, okay? So you're not going to be getting, you know, burgers for what's happened in the past, okay? It was 80 until tonight. Well, now 70 is the new burger.
Yep, I think that's good.
We got a ton of them. But the night that we shift it back to 70, we get, what, 380 burgers this week?
Maybe we jumped the gun too early. It was. We keep saying it's early in the season. Teams are figuring stuff out. So maybe we just jumped the gun a little bit. But tonight we have three, I think.
Yeah, 380 burgers tonight. If you scored 70 tonight, that's a burger. 70 and up from now on, that's the burger threshold.
All right.
In the act of fairness, you know, we want everybody to get a medal, right?
I don't know about that, but not all about participation.
No, I'm not about that either. Right. But I am in favor of throwing some more burgers around. So 70 is the new threshold, folks. Again, I thought it was fun, the interaction we were getting as a result of the 80. I mean, we were even getting, getting some high school kids. And even like some coaches like, man, we're going to try and get that 80 burger for you.
Let's go.
You know, we love listening to the show and we want to get to that 80 mark. Well,
You know, now it's a little bit easier for you guys. Okay, get to that 70 mark. No, you get a burger. Still, I am still actively trying to get something set up with a business to actually give burgers out.
That'd be cool if we could do that.
You know,
a little team dinner type thing.
Yeah, we've been asking for it since football. For, you know, if you know somebody that, you know, grills up some good burgers, let us know. We'll be a partner and we'll get things worked out to make it worth your while. But a lot of them are, you know, so not region. They're not regionally
logistics
associated.
Would be a little, yeah.
They're more, you know, local to a specific school. And so that's been a little bit more difficult. So I've been climbing up the corporate ladder a little bit, trying to get something worked out. Even just getting like a little gift card, a little $5 off or $5, you know, meal deal or something.
Sure.
That we can hand out because, again, the kids earned it, man.
Yeah.
You score 80 points or 70 points in a ball game, you deserve a burger.
Yep.
You know, you're hungry.
I'm with you.
So, plus, it's a lot less than the football team. You know,
yeah, there's a getting, few, what, few less guys.
15, 20 kids compared to 60.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it'd be a lot easier to make that happen. All right, we got to get some recaps to you here as you've got the scores for tonight. We had a great one, excuse me, over on 92.1K MZA as Crendon Prophet had a battle in the Twin Valley League, Valley Heights and Centralia, and a girls' contest that was up to the billing, and a guys' game that was a really good contest as well. Crendon Prophet on the call.
Hello, everybody. This is Crendon Prophet, a part 92.1 KMZA. And the Centralia Panthers at home before their Christmas break managed to sweep the Valley Heights Mustangs on both girls and boys, with the girls team winning 56-45 and the guys team winning 67-38. Let's break down the girls game first by talking about our player of the game, Owen Dieters, finishing with 22 points on the game. Big time performance from her with also 7 rebounds. Centralia Panthers, they came out with a dominant start, dominating 14-7 to start that beginning quarter. They also outscored the Mustangs in the second quarter 16-8 to get to the halftime score of 30-15. They also outscored the Valley Heights Mustangs in the third quarter 15-12 before getting outscored by them 18-11 in the fourth quarter. But by then, they already had a large enough of a lead as they went into that fourth and final quarter 45-27 and the final score of 56-45. During that game, the Panthers, they had a big-time rebounding stats, out-rebounding the Mustangs 31-28. They also only had 16 turnovers unofficially to the Mustangs 25. The Centralia Panthers season continues to impress under third-year head coach Dusty Thompson, as again, he is right now 5-0 to start this year, but he has already beaten multiple ranked teams from Nemaha Central, who are not ranked anymore, but also Silver Lake, who's still ranked in 3A, and then as well as a top-ranked team, number 4 in the 2A Valley Heights Mustangs. Looking over at the boys' game, though, as again, they had some success winning 67-38, with that player of the game also having 22 points and 7 rebounds, and Henry Heideman, who had 17 points there in the first half. It was really the Panthers all the way through. There was no lead changes in that game. In fact, the Panthers even dominated in every single quarter. They did not lose a quarter, winning 18-5 in the first, 17-12 in the second, outscoring 16-11 in the third, and outscoring 16-10 in the fourth and final quarter. It was a 35-17 half with a 67-38 finish, where there was also some big-time scores there from Quinton Oliver, who hit 3 3-point shots throughout that game to his point total of 14 total points on that game. Mustangs had 25 total turnovers on that game, whereas the Panthers only had 13. Again, unofficial stats, but also the Mustangs being out-rebounded 36-17 unofficially, that number as well. Those are your final results here from 92.1 KMZA, Crendon Prophet. Again, the Centralia girls staying undefeated in the year, 5-0, winning 56-45 over the Valley Heights Mustangs, and the Centralia boys pick up their second win straight here, 67-38 over the Valley Heights Mustangs.
All right, Crendon, thank you very much for that recap. We'll slide over now what you heard on 93.7 FM KAIR. Horton Atchison, Tom Couts had the Atchison Phoenix and Lady Red hosting Sumner Academy tonight. Tom, what happened here this evening?
Well, the scoreboard show wouldn't be complete without a little check-in from the Meadowlark League, where tonight Atchison played host to Sumner in the ladies' game. Sumner jumped out early. Gosh, they took a big lead. Up 38-15 at halftime, pushed it to as many as 26 in the second half, but Lady Phoenix would not go away. They battled back, coming up short at the end, 63-57. Led by Alondra Herrera, the freshman for Atchison, 27 points in a loss. In the second game, it was Sumner who jumped out in front. They led at the end of a quarter, but Atchison outscored him 20-5 in the second quarter, pushed their lead to over 30. And it was a Phoenix taking a 66-40 win. For AHS, 15 by Eric Smith and 11 more for Jace Richards led the way for the Phoenix in their fourth win of the season. So in the final game of 2024 in Atchison, Kansas here tonight, it was in the ladies' game, Sumner coming out on top. In the nightcap, it was all Phoenix. Tom Counts reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Man, we got to get Tom to give me that little Phoenix action on that, Boz, not just Addison Phoenix.
That'd be all right.
We gotta get him up to that. So there's the recap from his contest. A Big East battle on 103.9 KNZA had Royal Valley traveling to Sabetha. Brandon Tadman on the call.
Final game for both Royal Valley and Sabetha on Friday night. Now they hit the holiday break, and for two teams, feeling good. The other two, maybe not so much. And for the Royal Valley girls, feeling good with the win over the Blue Jays. And then it was the Sabetha boys in the nightcap defeating the Panthers for a Big East League split here in Sabetha on Friday night. Starting in the girls' game, Royal Valley, they jumped out to a early and big lead, and it was too much for Sabetha to overcome. The Panthers had a 16-7 advantage after one. They built it to 30-13 at the half. They had a lead as high as 21 points in the game. Now the Blue Jays played a much better second half, actually outscored the Panthers, but again, down by as many as 21 in the first half. Too much to overcome. Royal Valley girls winning the game 47-34. Panthers had three players combined for all but just 2 points. Panawa Wasik led the way with 20 to go along with 5 rebounds. Athena Broaddus had 14 points, but our player of the game was Samantha Klotz, 5'11 senior, a solid double-double at 13 points, or correction, 11 points to go along with 13 rebounds. Both teams combining for 47 turnovers in the game. Royal Valley 10-17 at the free throw line. Sabetha only got to the line 3 times in the game, and the Panthers dominated the rebounding category as well, out-rebounding the Panthers 31-18. So Royal Valley, they are now 4-1 overall, 0-1 in Big East League play, or correction, now 1-1 in Big East League play. Sabetha girls, they head into the break with a record of 0-5. Going to the boys' game, Sabetha, again, a dominant second half. Both these teams could not find much on offense in the first half. 8-7 Royal Valley after one. Blue Jays had a 20-17 lead at the half, but the game changed in the third quarter. LT Thomas for Sabetha took over. He finished with a game-high 18, a 33-17 second half for the Blue Jays. They go on to win it 53-34. So the Blue Jay boys now 3-2, but they are 2-0 in league play. Royal Valley, they dropped to 2-3 overall and 0-2 in Big East League play. Both these teams shot 17 free throws. Sabetha had 12 makes. Royal Valley, they had 10. 17 turnovers for the Panthers, 15 turnovers for the Blue Jays, but the rebound numbers stood out. Blue Jays out-rebounding Royal Valley 35-17. So again, both these teams hitting the holiday break, and both teams will be back in 2025 on January 7th. Sabetha, they will be back at home taking on Nemaha Central. Royal Valley, they will be on the road January 7th at Hiawatha. Again, Royal Valley girls beating Sabetha in game one, 47-34. Sabetha boys in the nightcap take it down over Royal Valley, 53-34. Reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show, I'm Brandon Tadman.
All right, B-Tad, thank you very much for that recap. So a split in Sabetha tonight. Boss, how about we stay in the Big East? Do you want to?
Yep.
All right, let's go to the Holton Channel tonight in Holton, Rossville at Holton. And Boz mentioned that one was a split as well. Justin Fluke on the call.
An entertaining Big East League split between Rossville and Holton Friday night. The girls' contest showcasing 132 points. And the Holton girls scored 71 of those to get the win, scoring the most points since January 6th of 2017. The Holton girls scored 20 points in the first and third quarters, 18 points in the second quarter, and they win the ball game 71-61. Elizabeth Schuster had 23 points, Kaya Taylor added 18, Brooke Wilcott had 12, while Lily Tanking chipped in 8, and Laura Larrison had 6. Holton played just 3 girls, as they have throughout this season, and they get their third consecutive win, all against Big East League opponents, improving to 3-2 heading into the holiday break. They drop Rossville to 3-2 on the season, back-to-back losses for the Bulldogs, who had fell to Silver Lake earlier this week. And the Rossville girls had Riley Dick with 23 points and Nora Burdick with 20. In the boys' game, it was all tied up, 26-26 at halftime. Holton had a one-point lead in the third quarter, but trailed by four going into the fourth. That's when the Wildcats went on a five-minute drought without making a field goal. The game kind of got away as Rossville closed it with a 17-8 fourth quarter and pulled away for the 58-45 win. Rossville now 4-1 on the season. Jack Donovan had 21 points for them. Cameron Miller added 16. Those guys both hit 4 3-pointers on the night. As Rossville wins it by 13 over Holton, Raiden Peek had 16 and Carrick DeDonder 10 to lead the Wildcats, who are now 1-4 with the loss. So Rossville wins the boys' game by 13. Holton girls, 71-61 winners in the final game of December. Until 2025, this is Justin Fluke for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Fluke. And, yeah, he's just a nice little subtle reminder there, Boz.
That,
it's the last night.
Yeah.
Of 2024.
Little break.
It's been a good year for you, hadn't it?
Yeah, it's been good.
Not just sports related, just 2024. It's been a good year?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm ready for 2025.
Are you?
Let's move on. Let's flip the chapter.
Flip the page. All right, we got to flip the page of the show and get to another break, buddy. And when we come back, we're going to break down a little bit more of the game of the week. We were at Troy, Donovan West. Boz asked me asked a question earlier about the size. Well, we're going to dive into that. Does size matter when it comes to post play in basketball, or can guard play overcompensate for it? We'll talk more details on that. Plus, we've got more to get to for the games of tonight. Luger Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us. But before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Call in today and sign up so you're ready to go when next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, and Roth IRAs. Hello, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones. If you're wondering about the many investment choices in traditional Roth and SEP IRAs, including stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and annuities, please call or stop by and visit myself, Brad Edwards here in Hiawatha, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, or Shannon Wright in Holton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships.
That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bow Wow, and
all right.
Now we got a little Snoop Doggy Dog hanging out with Jake and Paz here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Thanks for spending your Friday evenings with us, like you have since August 30th. Just week after week after week, hanging out with us. We appreciate it, and we're gonna take a couple week break. We will be back on January the 10th for the first Scoreboard Show of 2025. And so there will be some teams that play on the third, not everybody. And just because it's not a vast, group, majority of the group playing on the third, we're not going to have a show that night. So sorry about it. We're going to take an extra week and we'll have three more games for some teams and two games for some teams, for that, January 10th show. So
yeah. All right.
Be a good one to kick off the new year with for sure. Boz, why don't you give us the scores one final time here tonight?
Okay. We're going to go back to the guys to start out with. Blue Valley defeats Rural Vista 61-49. Troy gets a close win, 5-point win over Donovan West 48-43. Axtell, they defeat Flint Hills 83-9. Clifton Clyde gets the win.
I got to interrupt you again.
Are you...
That was a basketball score, correct?
True story, true story.
And the basketball score was what?
83-9.
For the Eagles of Axtell. Man, my goodness.
An 80-burger tonight, wow, for Axtell. Clifton Clyde gets the win over Rock Creek 67-51. St. Mary's defeats Maranatha 77-48. Frankfort gets the win against Onega 63-35. Centralia gets the win over Valley Heights 67-38. Hanover takes it to Washington County tonight. Hanover, so just real quick,
okay.
Hanover was 0-3 coming into this game. Washington County 3-1.
Yeah.
Hanover defeats Washington County 81-33 tonight. Absolutely took it to them.
Woo.
Silver Lake, they get the win over Hiawatha 70-57. Perry LeCompton, 10-point victory over Riley County 52-42. Rossville gets the win over Holton 58-48. Sabetha defeats Royal Valley 53-34. Nemaha Central gets the win over Jefferson West, 46-22. Horton, 5-point win. Close game tonight for Horton,
Chargers,
but they defeat,
man,
Oskaloosa, 48-43. Jackson Heights gets the victory over McLeod, 53-18. Valley Falls gets the win over ACCHS, 77-27. And Atchison defeats Sumner Academy, 66-40.
Okay, those are your scores on the guys' side. How about the girls?
On the girls' side, Blue Valley gets the win against Rural Vista, 53-20. Troy defeats Donovan West, 57-35. Axtell gets the win over Flint Hills, 62-13. Clifton Clyde victorious against Rock Creek tonight, 67-51. St. Mary's, 81-18 over Maranatha.
And Haydenheim with 42 points.
Big night for her. Top,
she
one
is
of the top scorers in the state.
Top scorers in the state. She's already committed to Central Missouri. She's a heck of a basketball player.
Awesome. Frankfort, they defeat Onega 51-35. Centralia gets the win over Valley Heights 56-45. Hanover defeats Washington County 64-26. Again, kind of interesting. Hanover 3-0 girl on the girls' side.
Yeah.
Washington County 4-0.
Yeah.
And Hanover beats them by almost 40 points tonight, 64-26.
Hmm.
Silver Lake gets the win over Hiawatha, 60-27. Riley County, they defeat Perry LeCompton, 49-14. Rossville, they defeated Holton, my mistake. Holton gets the win tonight over Rossville, 71-61. Royal Valley, they are victorious over Sabetha, 47-34. Nemaha Central, all over Jefferson West tonight, 47-18. Horton gets the big win, 51-30 over Oskaloosa.
Fighting Gary Sorensen!
There it is. Jackson Heights, they defeat McClouth 44-34. ACCHS gets the win over Valley Falls 60-42. And Sumner Academy, they defeat Atchison 63-57.
And that was a big comeback from the Lady Phoenix.
Yeah.
Down big, as you heard in Tom's recap.
Yeah.
And we've got one of those Atchison girls on our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee list because of her outage tonight, career high for the freshman. Bob, yeah. Why don't you give us our nominees you got so far on the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball of the night?
This is a good problem to have. I'm going to have to rewrite my list because I don't have enough room.
All right, keep it coming. Keep them coming.
I'm going to give you what we got so far. Owen Dieters from Centralia, 22 points, 7 boards tonight. Also from Centralia, Tava Gibbs, 11 points, also had 7 rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
From Hanover, Anna Juneman, she surpassed 1,000 points tonight in her high school career. So
definitely, that, yeah.
Absolutely, shout out to Anna Juneman from Hanover. From Holton, Elizabeth Schuster had 23 points in their win, big-time win for Holton over Rossville. Also from Holton, Kaya Taylor chipped in 18 tonight in that win. From Atchison, you mentioned her, Alondra Herrera, freshman, 27 points tonight. In a losing effort, but man, heck of a ball game for Alondra Herrera. You mentioned Hayden Heim, St. Mary's, 42 points.
Jiminy! 42 points! You could go down that score sheet and see that Hayden Heim scored more points than some teams did tonight.
Oh, 100%. Probably half the list, she outscored some of those teams. So, continuing on with the girls' side, we got a whole bunch of stuff tonight. Sevi Wirtz from Clifton Clyde. She had 29 points tonight. Now, she did that after breaking the school record for points in a game last week with 42.
Gee, many Christmas.
In the Harrington tournament earlier this week. Just another caveat.
29 tonight, you said?
29 tonight after 42.
And 42
earlier in the week.
71 points in 2 games.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
Wow.
So just a little more info. Sevi Wirtz, she single-handedly outscored Chase County. She had 42 of the 58 points for Clifton Clyde in their 58-40 win.
Yo.
Sevi Wirtz, fantastic baller. That's what we've got on the girl side.
Okay.
We need some love for the guys tonight.
Yeah.
From Centralia, Henry Heineman had 22 points, 7 rebounds. Quentin Aldifer, also from Centralia, 14 points. Also had 3 three-pointers on the night.
Okay.
And then from Sabetha, LT Thomas. We didn't get total points for him tonight, but young man had 3 three-pointers tonight.
Okay. We need more nominees, especially on the guy's side, it sounds like. 785-547-3461 is the phone number. 785-547-3461 is that phone number. Ring it up. Tell us who had a great game tonight that you want on the list for Boz to give out Game Ball a little bit later on tonight, presented by Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha. And also, you know, if you want to talk about the game you were at, maybe you stayed home and watched it, you can call us and talk to us about that as well. It's all presented by Giant Communications, online at giantcomm.net. Boz, you like getting gifts?
I love it.
Do you like when you give gifts as well? Are you a gift giver?
I like to give gifts, yeah.
Okay. But it's better for you if you feel like if you get them?
I don't know. It's better.
Okay.
I'll take a gift anytime.
But. Well, Giant's got the gift of a gig right now. Okay. For $50, you can get a gigabit of symmetrical internet. Just go to giantcomm.net and see how you can qualify for that gift of a gig. It is the giving season. That's actually a love language. Have you ever read the book about the love languages and...
No.
You know how to, you know.
I heard about it.
Oh, man. That was something that I read many years ago to understand, you know, especially I was, you know, we were getting married. And so to help me better understand my wife, you know, what her love languages are. And one of my most predominant love languages is the gift giving. And to the point that I'm the spender in our house.
Okay.
And my wife just, I swear she prays for me to lose that love language. because when it comes to birthdays, anniversary, Christmas, stuff like that, she's like, listen, I love you, and you don't need to keep giving me more gifts.
What's going on?
But I love gift giving.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite things to do. And it's that time of the year right now. What kind of plans do you got
coming up the next week?
You know, usually we travel. We split, go to my wife's family, and then we also have family in Topeka, so we kind of split, travel a little bit. We're not traveling, though. We didn't do that last year. Our family, we're getting a little older. Family's getting a little more spread out. Kids
You're getting older? Is that what you're saying?
True story. I'm getting older to the kids are kind of scattered now, so
yeah.
It's interesting how things transition as life progresses. So
sure.
It was always going to my folks and getting the family together. Well, now we're not traveling as much. We're real focused on our family.
Sure.
And the kids coming home with their significant others, and it's different, but it's kind of cool too.
Yeah.
Just having my
kids. You're seeing that shift in your life.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
But it's I like it.
Okay, we got another Luger Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee that just came in. On the guy's side,
okay,
Trenton Van Houten of Valley Falls, 25 points, 7 rebounds in just 3 quarters of play.
Ooh.
In the Dragons' 50-point win tonight.
All right.
So Trenton Van Houten on the list now as well. We're in that season with my family as well, where years and years and years, we always go to, you know, mom's side of the family, have a big get-together, dad's side of the family, have a get-together. And now it's just, you know, we're going to mom and dad's because, you know, I've got, aside from my 2 kids, I've got 9 nieces and nephews. And so the family's big.
Oh, yeah.
You know, again, I know there's bigger families. But our family's decent size to the point where, man, if we get everybody together, we're looking at 60 people getting together.
That's a lot.
And I love people.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't want to be around everybody for, you know, multiple days in a row. You know, I think that's okay to say.
It is, yeah.
Sometimes I just want to hang out with just a few people.
Yep.
And, so we've got that coming up. What kind of traditions do you guys have? You guys can put it on our social media page. Again, it's Kansaland Radio, KNZA, KMZA, or Hot Country 93.7 on Facebook as well. As Joseph Curry's down there at CARE. We've said so long to Ray and Kurt. They're off to their weekend, and we're getting ready to wrap up the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We've got one more break to get to. When we come back, we're going to talk about our conversation about Troy and Donovan West, and just because that was the game we were at, but the concept of can a team make a deep run without a big dominant post or forward, and can they do it with guards? We're going to talk about that in detail. We're also going to talk about the Substate, remind you where the Substate assignments are. It's all coming up in our final segment here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz on a Friday. It's the last one of 2024. Stick with us. One more segment coming up before we get you off to your weekend.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank. FDIC Eagle Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received a Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONunderground.com.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the Pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The Pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely. They'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit giantcomm.net or call 362-9331.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You are listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Dorsey, thank you as always. Final segment here on the Scoreboard Show. Community National Bank, proud presenting sponsor of the show. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Boz!
Hey!
There you go. You got this on lockdown, my friend. We've got just a few things to button up. It's just now 11 o'clock. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on 103.9 FM KNZA Hiawatha, 92.1 FM KMZA Seneca, or on 93.7 FM KAIR Horton Atchison. Joseph Curry, good evening to you once again, my friend. We'll get you home here in just a little bit. Super glad to have you back as well. But a couple things we want to dive into here, Boz, was the conversation we had. We were breaking down Troy Donovan West, and on the girls' side specifically, we were talking about the Troy Trojans really kind of having four, maybe five guards truly on the floor, not a dominant post player. And I kind of interrupted as you were talking and said that I don't believe that you need to have a dominant post to make a deep postseason run. And the reason for that is I've seen it many, many times. When you've got speed and you've got ball handlers, it doesn't matter, especially when teams, if they decide to press you, you can be able to get up and down the floor quickly and get into whatever kind of offensive set you want. Run out opportunities are going to come. But even in the half-court set, if you're able to screen really well like this Troy Trojan team does, if you're able to cut when the ball is on the other side of the floor and just keep that defense moving, I don't think you truly need that down low post player.
No, I would agree 100%. We mentioned it earlier in the show, started to dig into it a little bit, but I'm with you 100%. And you see this in basketball, no matter where it's at, we see it some here in Northeast Kansas, and specifically tonight, Troy, they're completely guard-oriented, which is not a problem. Now, I brought that up saying, hey, you know, they don't have a true dominant post, which
sure,
if they did, that might help some things, but you kind of have to play with the cards you're dealt.
Yeah.
And they do a fantastic job of executing offense. They're very methodical in their sets. They set great screens. Harper Wettstein is the point guard. Sometimes that can be difficult. Your point guard brings the ball up the floor. They're going to make the first pass. Can you get the ball back to her
so
she can score? Because she's also averaging 30 a game.
Right.
So they run different sets where they're running her off of stagger screens. They're getting her good looks at the basket. But just because you don't have a post player, that doesn't mean you can't score in the half court.
Yeah.
And I think it really boils down to, if you have a smaller team like they do, they have to be really good at controlling the pace of the game. They can't let if their opposing team has got some dominant post players, some big post players, you can't let them get set up in the half court. You can't let them back you down in the paint. So Troy's pressing full court. They're speeding up the pace of play. They're trying to make their opponents play into their hands. And they did a really good job of that tonight, because Donovan West, they've got some bigs,
yeah,
and they can do some damage if you let them execute offensively.
So again, I mean, I think it's just something we wanted to come back to as, you know, because I'm sure we had some people that were maybe thinking, well, we got guards. We got good guards. We don't have a post player. You can win without a post.
Absolutely.
Obviously, a post helps.
Sure.
You've got a 6'2 girl down low. I mean, look at Hayden Heim. Prime example.
Yeah.
If you've got a dominant post, that does make life easier. But if you've got kids that can handle the ball, that can shoot. And again, I think it just goes back to, and we're able to dive this deep into this conversation because we witnessed it.
Yeah.
And that's why Boz and I pick a game of the week to go look at, go watch, and really kind of give the love to those teams that we go see.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you've got girls that can handle the ball, but role players are so huge in the game of basketball. You know, I've seen plenty of conversation of, you know, well, you know, this kid, he doesn't score very often, or she doesn't score very often, but man, they are the energizer bunny and they play great defense.
Oh, 100%.
Or this is a kid that comes in and all his or her role is to just face guard this one player because they're fast. You know, there is so much to be said about role players in the game of basketball that maybe gets overlooked by certain kids that do score the ball a lot.
Yeah.
And those role players are just as important. And when you look at state title run teams, I don't want to put an estimation percentage on it because I don't know. But I would say that an overwhelming majority of state title teams, especially in our classifications here of the 1A, 2A, 3A ranks, they're not dominated by, or the teams that are winning are not dominated by one or two players that just hoist up 30 or 40 points. It's based off of teams that have a lot of role players that fill that position.
Yeah, I mean, you could go back historically. I throw a little story at you here from years ago because I'm kind of old, but when I was coaching, some people around this area might have heard Little River.
Back when everything was black and white?
Not
like
that far.
TV screens?
Not that far.
Oh, okay.
Not that old.
All right.
But there was a team we actually played in a sub-state final game, Little River.
Mm-hmm.
You hear them a lot. They've won a ton of state volleyball championships in a
Frankfurt
row.
Frankfurt beat them last year in the state title.
Exactly. So back when I was coaching against them, they had two guards, Amber and Amy Pros. They were 5'3 guards that could flat shoot lights out. They had, I wouldn't say they had a true dominant post, but it boiled down to, I mean, like you said, they could handle the ball. They're extremely quick. They pressured defense from the opening tip till the final buzzer. They just forced pace of play. And Troy, the cool thing about them, like you mentioned, the role players, they've got so many girls that can flash shoot the ball.
Yeah.
And they were knocking down shots tonight. And nobody's afraid to shoot. People know their role. And it's kind of cool to see that when you have a team that's cohesive like that. They're all bought in. They want to play fast. They press. They run. It's exciting basketball. It's fun to watch.
You go back to Donovan West state title a few years ago,
yeah.
And that was a team that got up and down the floor in a hurry.
Yeah.
And, again, you just go and look at our area and the teams that win state titles that make deep postseason pushes, and the role players are just so vital. And so if there's anything to be said, if any, like, high school kids are listening right now, just because you don't put up 25 a game or 20 or 15 a game doesn't mean there's not a good role for you to be able to fill.
Absolutely.
And defense, that was one that, you know, I wasn't the most athletic basketball player, okay? I couldn't shoot worth a darn, all right? My claim to fame was a shout-out to Mr. Rick Weber. Good buddy of mine now as I'm an adult, but he was an official when we had a freshman tournament at Mar Hill Mountain Academy. Okay. And my first and only technical foul I ever received. I boxed a kid out into the bleachers.
A little rough.
But but that same game, man, I hit 4 threes in that game. Only game in my career.
So you didn't know your role. You were firing up threes.
But like my role was defense.
Okay.
Okay.
You just happened to score a little bit that
night. And then that one game was just an anomaly.
All right.
But I can remember coaches from a young age all the way to high school of saying, like, listen, like, hey, little whippersnapper, you know, because I'm short.
Yeah.
Listen, buddy, your role will be because you're fast, you can play defense.
Yeah.
And those are the things that I love those coaches that will look at a kid and say, hey, and just be real with them.
Yeah.
And kids nowadays, I hope that they don't take it like a personal attack and get their feelings hurt or something because of it. But if your coach tells you, hey, you're not going to shoot the ball 10 times in a game, I don't need you to do that. I need you to focus on these areas. That's what makes, like,
good teams great.
Yeah.
That's what makes teams more cohesive. And so, yeah, definitely know your role.
Yeah.
And do your role great. And again, I think that's why we have really good coaches in our area. We have good teams in our area strictly because kids buy into that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure they do.
And we see it every single week. All right, sub-state assignments. We talked about this 2 weeks ago when we did our first basketball show. And just giving another update for everybody for that. 1A Division 2 out in Tescott. It'll be Axtell, Hanover, and Lynn there. 1A D1 at Centralia. This is a good one. Centralia, Clifton. Not that Axtell, Hanover, Lynn's not a good one. That's a good one, too. But Centralia, Clifton, Clyde, Frankfort, Onega, Blue Valley, Randolph, Troy, Washington County, all at that 1A D1 substate in Centralia. 2A substate, Valley Heights, Mar Hill, Pleasant Ridge, Donovan West, Jackson Heights, Horton, McLouth, Oskey, Rossville, Valley Falls, JCN. That's a loaded one.
Yes.
3A at Halstead will be Riley County and Nemaha Central. Man, Nemaha, the last couple of years, is just getting shipped off.
Yeah, you got to travel.
I mean, last year, what was it, Beloit?
Yeah, they went west.
I mean, they just go west, man. So Riley County and Nemaha out at Halstead. Hiawatha hosting a 3A substate as well. You got ACCHS, Hiawatha, Roll Valley, Jeff West, Perry, Sabetha, Silver Lake, St. Mary's, and Riverside at that substate. And then in the 4A, again, there's no substates.
Yep.
I'm hoping at some point we get this top to bottom.
Yeah.
Atchison and Holton on the east side of the 4A bracket for that. And so, again, substates later in February, but we're in game five right now. Some teams just got done with game six. But I'm excited to see where we're sitting at with game 15, 16, as we're a week or two before substate, because everything's going to start coming together and melding together, and we're going to have a really good idea of where we're looking at.
Yeah, it's fun. And it's also tough. My goodness, you're going to get a little bit of a break here, come back after the holidays, and then I always told kids, you know, when I was coaching them, I mean, this stretch you're about to get into is an absolute grind. January through February with virtually no break. You know, you start thinking about it, it's really tough for teams to really work on themselves a lot. You got a game on a Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, typically off. You got a game Monday, practice Monday, game prepping for Tuesday.
Yeah.
Play a game, then you got 2 days, another game, and it's that cycle, minus the midseason tournament typically, but it is a tough, tough grind, that stretch, January through February.
All right, we're going to talk more about that, obviously, after the first of the year. We're going to get a little bit closer to that. Midseason tournament time will be coming up as well. Those are always fun to me, a lot of coaches that I've talked to over the last 12 years being a part of the MSC Radio Network is that's kind of like that, you know, right now you've got like a little bit of a check of the thermometer here, checking the temp now.
Yep.
You really check the temperature of your team midseason tournament time.
That's the thing. You go through the midseason tournament, and then that second half, you really know where you're at, what you got to work on. If you're going to make a run, maybe you struggle a little bit early.
Yeah.
After that midseason tournament, it's now or never.
All right. Again, we're not going to be on the air again until January the 10th for the next Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. A couple things to button up here for 2024. Man, Boz, last week, what a heartbreaker.
Heartbreak.
Last weekend for BC, Benedictine made the long trip down to Kaiser in Florida, and Tom Couts, an amazing call last weekend for this football game. Yeah, we're still talking football. We got a few, you know, things to button up on that yet.
Yeah.
Top-ranked Kaiser, defending champs in Kaiser, and BC rolling in that football game. Up big, 38-21, about 8 minutes, 7 minutes to go in that ball game.
Yes.
And things were feeling good.
Oh, yeah.
And
you can taste it. It's right there.
It's right there. And Kaiser mounts a comeback, scores three times in the final 7 minutes. BC had a chance with the ball at the 15-yard line with 3 seconds left. Pass fell incomplete. But Kaiser comes back and beats Benedictine last week 42-38 in one heck of a semifinal football game in the NAIA.
Well, Benedictine, heck of a job, heck of a season. They were the number 9 seed in that tournament, in there, or the playoffs.
Yeah.
And they took the number 1 team in the country, Kaiser, to, I mean, they gave them everything that they could handle. Just a heck of a season. Tough way to finish it, but nothing to hang your heads about.
On the other side of the bracket, Grandview knocked off Morningside. And so it's number 1 versus number 2 for the national championship game tomorrow. That will be held in Durham County Memorial Stadium in Carolina. But, man, just
so close.
One of those things, dude, that just rips your heart out when, you know, I was listening to Tom's call, and just he did such a great job on that. And I know, man, those kids played so hard.
Yeah.
And just one of those things that if it's not in the cards, it's not in the cards.
Yep. They did everything they could.
Looking at the Luker Chiropractic and Wellness game ball nominee list, before we give it away, Bob, give us our nominees one more time.
Okay. This might take a minute. Got a whole bunch of girls nominees tonight. Hayden Heim from St. Mary's with 42 points tonight. She is absolutely tearing it up, scoring the ball this season. Another one that's tearing it up, Sevi Wirtz from Clifton Clyde, 29 points tonight after breaking the school record earlier this week with 42 points. So she's having a fantastic start to her season. Pano Owusik from Royal Valley, she had 20 points tonight. Owen Dieters from Centralia, she had 22 points and 7 rebounds, also from Centralia. Tava Gibbs, 11 points and 7 rebounds, close to a double-double for her. Anna Juniman from Hanover surpassed 1,000 points in her high school career tonight. From Holton, Elizabeth Schuster, 23 points, helped her team in their win over Rossville tonight. Also from Holton, Kaya Taylor had 18 points in that win. Alondra Herrera from Atchison, the freshman, 27 points tonight. On the boys' side of things, Henry Heidemann from Centralia had 22 points and 7 rebounds. Also from Centralia, Quentin Aldifer, 14 points. Also had 3 three-pointers on the night. And from Sabetha, LT Thomas, don't have total score for him, but shot the ball well tonight with 3 threes on the night. And Trenton Van Houten from Valley Falls, 25 points, 7 rebounds. Did all of that, only playing 3 quarters tonight.
So good job there from all those athletes here from our area that got nominated by local community members or part of our sports team, giving some love for that. Keep in mind that every show we give this game ball away at the conclusion of every show. And so if somebody stuck out for you, make sure you let us know about it so we can put them on the list. And Boz picks one from every game or every night, either on the one on the girls' side, one on the guys' side as well. A couple of items before we get to that. We've got tomorrow the Chiefs on 92.1 KMZA, kickoff at noon, pregame at 11, hosting the Houston Texans in, what is this, week 16?
It's a week,
of the NFL.
Week a lot.
Yeah, end of the season, basically.
Yep.
And the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, the question all week, is he going to play? He's going to play. Announced today, he is playing tomorrow.
Yeah.
So big-time game tomorrow for the Chiefs, 13-1 on the season, my friend.
I'm a little...
And I'm hearing a lot of complaining.
Oh, stop.
I am, dude. You look at socials, you look at all these... It's like that squeaky door. You know what? It just gets more and more annoying the more you open that door. Okay? And right now, complaints about the Chiefs aren't playing that good. The Chiefs are barely winning. They're 13-1, dude.
Yeah.
They win tomorrow, and the Bills lose on Sunday. One seed locked up. Home field advantage. Mahomes can sit the rest of the season and get that extra week of a bye. He could have almost a dadgum full month off of football.
Hollywood
dadgum. Hollywood Brown is back tomorrow. I just don't get it, man. Best team in the league. I don't care how they're winning. They're winning.
They're winning.
That's all that matters.
True story. They're winning games. I'm not going to argue with you.
Okay.
I'm one of those. It's just the way they're winning. It's not what we're used to.
I want to see them win by 3 touchdowns.
That's what we're used to. It's just expectations are high. You want to see them win like comfortably where we're not having to block field goals and just squeak by at the very end of a game.
Giant Communications Hotline is open. We've got Brian on the line. Go ahead, Brian. Brian, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. What do you want to talk about, sir?
Anyway, I need to for a happy birthday for tomorrow.
All right, Brian, we will get that if you would hang on for me just for a second, okay?
Sure.
All right. I thought Brian was going to talk some cheese or something real quick. We'll get to birthday for tomorrow in just a second.
Okay. That hadn't happened yet.
That hasn't happened to me yet. We'll get to the Luka Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner of the night. But just a reminder, again, the Chiefs play tomorrow at 11 o'clock pregame, noon kickoff on 92.1 KMZA. And then on 92.1 KMZA as well as 103.9 KNZA, it'll be K-State men at Wichita State, pregame at 5 for that. Oh, and by the way, the Ravens play tomorrow, Boz. Oh. Big time game against the Steelers.
That is a big game.
Huge. And the Steelers play the Chiefs next Wednesday.
Yes, they do.
Both the Ravens and the Chiefs play tomorrow, then play again on Christmas, a 4-day window.
Weird.
Such an odd thing to happen
in
a professional sports realm, which is why a Chiefs win tomorrow and a Bills loss on Sunday. Mahomes don't even have to play next Wednesday.
That would be good.
Give him extra break.
And what's the game I thought the Chiefs might drop?
Steelers game.
Steelers.
It is. That's the one you said all year. I've had the Chiefs at 16-1, 13-1, win out. Chiefs, make me look good in front of Boz.
All right. Because
Boz has him at 15-2, and I don't want him to be right. But that's it for upcoming this weekend. All right, Bozzy, we've got to get to our Luka Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner of the night.
All right, so here's the deal on this. There are so many good performances tonight, tons of points being scored, but tonight I'm going to share the love a little bit, but it's the same team. I'm going with Elizabeth Schuster and Kaya Taylor from Holton. Elizabeth had 23
sharing
points
the
tonight.
Love.
I am. Elizabeth had 23, Kaya had 18 in a big, big win for that program over Rossville tonight.
Okay.
On the guys' side of things, again, great performances throughout, but I'm going with Trenton Van Houten, Valley Falls, 25 points and 7 boards in 3 quarters tonight.
Trenton Van Houten for Valley Falls on the guys' side. Both Liz Schuster and Kaya Taylor on the girls' side tonight. Your Luka Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winners. Buddy, have a great Christmas
too,
and
man.
Happy New Year. Kansas Land, MSC Radio, Care Country. Have a safe Christmas and New Year. We'll talk to you on the 10th of January here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprises, JVN Telephone Company, by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Bruna Implement Company, Blue Valley Technology, by Honeyman Ford, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Commercial Tire Solutions, by Giant Communications, MCON, by the Denison State Bank, BNP Propane, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, by Lukert Chiropractic, and by The Elevator in Valley Falls. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.